You've just heard the story of a miraculous healing of a man who has his sight restored to him. And at one level, that is what it is. It's a story of a healing miracle that Jesus did. Jesus healed people. He was a charismatic healer who healed people in all sorts of ways, but we have many stories in the Gospels of blind people who are healed, and we're, I think, simply to take them at face value. He healed people. It's an expression of his compassion, but also of his extraordinary gifting as a healer. And his healing of people was one of the reasons why they gathered around him in such large crowds. That, I think, is simply historically so. So the story of the healing of Bartimaeus should be read, at face value, as a story of healing. But Mark is an artist, and even when he tells a story that's to be read at face value, there's more to it than, so to speak, meets the eye. Many commentators make the connection between the frequency of miracles of healing the blind in Mark and the theme of the blindness of the disciples. The disciples in Mark are very slow to get it. They don't understand who Jesus is. They don't grasp the way in which he's come to give himself in love for his people. And eventually, their eyes are opened, as Bartimaeus' eyes are opened, or as various other eyes are opened, in the course of the gospel. Perhaps. I'm pretty sure, though, that Mark does intend us to understand another thing in this morning's gospel. I'm struck by the question and the reply. Jesus says to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus says, "Give me my sight back." I think for Mark, Bartimaeus is you and me. Bartimaeus is every man and woman, all of us who need to be given our sight back by Jesus. It's Jesus' question to us, "What do you want me to do for you?" And our answer is, "Lord, help me to see again. Help us to see straight." Because that's our problem. We don't see straight. If we saw straight, we would understand that we exist, the whole of everything that is exists, because God has freely loved it into being. We're all feathers floating on the breath of God. And we float there because God loves us, has loved us into life, has loved the world into life. And he's done it for sheer delight and overflowing of his love and creativity. God doesn't make us because he's greedy for our praise and wants us to praise him. It's rather the natural thing that we should praise him because he has made us for nothing other than the joy of our existence and the multiplication of love. To see that is to see straight. And it's that Jesus comes to show us. And he shows it by his gift of himself, healing everything that has gone awry between humankind and God within the world. The love that gives itself away. Because if we see straight, and when we see straight, we realize that it is simply love that makes the world go round. It is the only thing that has primary value in God's universe. It is, in the end, what fundamentally is. But we struggle to see it.